I'm looking for a complication, looking 'cause I'm panic and cold. I hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
Loud. Hey, boys and girls. Yes, 3:08 in the afternoon. It's that time. Yes, that time for the Giddy Up. I'm DJ Paulie B. And it is the 24th day of July. Sitting across from me, of course, is my partner in crime, the famous, the infamous Laureen. And
old school.
Yes. And sitting on my right-hand man would be Miss Rachel Harmon. How you doing, darling?
Hello. I'm still here.
Yes. If you just tuned in, then you probably heard the worst switchover in the history. But we were on Miss Rachel's show, Walking to the Time Machine.
Welcome to the time machine.
Welcome. Walking, jumping, I don't know, running.
Hopping, skipping.
However you get there. Get to the Time Machine. Great show. She plays quite similar music as the Giddy Up does. So if you like the Giddy Up, obviously you will like Miss Rachel's program. And we'll find out after the summer where we go. And if we're connected shows again, maybe we'll do this, you know, again.
Yeah,
you know,
see.
with more precise switchover techniques than we just had. Anyways, kids, welcome aboard. 88 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. Medford, Boston. Beautiful Tufts University. Yes, and we have a lot of new listeners. We'll get to that with the shout-outs as soon as that comes up, right? So anyways, sit back, kids. You want to hear anything, you know how to do that. You know, just post it on my Facebook, on Laureen's Facebook, or you can call here at the station, 855-915-9636, which is basically 915-WMFO, if you wanted to know the easy route. Anyways, but don't call. I'm just kidding. I am absolutely just kidding. You guys know better. You want to hear anything, you guys just reach out to us any way you can, and we will try to get it on. And, of course, you know our genre of music. So sit back and take a nice ride on the Giddy Up train. All right? You kids ready?
Yeah.
You want to take us out? All right. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Be right back.
Thank you.
tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Little Atari's there. Boys of Summer. Still love Don Henley, but I got to tell you, they do that song justice, unlike most remakes of songs. But before that was Journey, Wheel in the Sky, and Some Heart, Nothing at All. And, of course, I start the show with some Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly, every single show. And that was Boston More Than a Feeling after. And the only reason, I usually start with a double shot of Foo Fighters, usually. But there's a reason for that. There's a, method to my madness this time. But, so you'll find out a little later. 3:23 in the afternoon. And I am surrounded by two lovely ladies.
Thank you.
Miss Laureen and Miss Heather. From the Walking to the Time, I mean, Rachel. Why did I say? Because I thought of your last name, Herman. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rach. All right. You owe me a smack. Anyways, Miss Rachel, who does the show right before us. And we were very happy to be part of that.
A good one, I must say.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Plays
excellent.
Some terrific music. So, anyways, also, what is it? 88 degrees here in Boston. Yeah. And I will be back later with your week's weather coming up. Also, we have This Day in Rock History, 4 at 4 o'clock, right?
That's right.
And let's see, how about National Day?
Oh,
National
that's right.
Day.
Yeah.
National Days. I'll throw out some National Day today. I like to do that silly stuff, that National Days, and then I usually try to, you know, do something that you know connects with it throughout the day. I don't know. Today's National Cousins Day. There used to be one day, but now there's like four or five because they just keep adding to it. What do you got there?
Well, no, that's Laureen. Ironic because I got a lot of cousins that are listening in today on the station.
Is it ironic?
Yes.
Or serendipitous?
Wow. Could be. Okay, now wait a minute.
Yeah, I just pulled that one out. I've been waiting to drop that into a conversation for like 6 months.
Well, there you go.
All right. So, wow. National Cousins Day. National Tequila Day. Something we probably all can relate to, maybe not well.
At one time or another, yeah.
At one time or another. Maybe not you yet, Miss Rachel, but with the smile she has, I'm tending to doubt that.
Yeah. She's yes. Not saying that.
No, that's
father's
the,
probably
hey,
listening.
Always plead the fifth, right? Yeah. Her dad's listening in, yes.
Yeah.
It's National Drive-Thru Day, which is very interesting, because you... you know what? I always thought drive-thrus, all right. They definitely were invented when we were kids. They started them. You've probably had them your whole life, I'm sure. What would you say is your favorite drive-thru?
Well, in New York, where I live most of the time, they don't have Friendlies. But my mom lives in New Hampshire now, and they have a drive-in Friendlies.
They do.
And I thought that was pretty neat.
They also have one on Route 1, if you didn't know.
Oh, I didn't.
Yes. Oh, is that closed now? I'm not sure. They were closing them down left and right.
Yeah.
But there was one on Route 1 for years. If it's still open, I'm not sure. But they had a drive-thru as well, which is weird, getting ice cream through a drive-thru. Isn't it? Yeah, a little odd. How about you, Miss Laureen?
Didn't you drive up to the Kodak to get your film?
You did.
Remember that?
Drop off. They had the little Kodak shacks.
Right.
In the
you
end of parking lots.
Right.
and you dropped off your film, right? And then you came.
A week later.
Oh, yeah, it was like, it wasn't an hour.
No.
I know, you've never, you're spoiled.
Yeah, well, I know it from that 70s show.
You're spoiled. Okay, yes.
The Kodak thing.
That's how far so, back my memory
goes. Yeah, but
goes,
you know what the thing with that was, too? When you dropped off your film, right?
Yeah.
They would also develop it right there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, they'd have the pictures, like, you could walk up to it and see somebody else's film. So God forbid you had anything, you know, a little risque.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Right.
And everybody could see it that was that drove up to the parking lot.
What about you?
Mine is I lived in California for a little while, and they don't have them on the West Coast yet, which I'm hoping they have them someday, is... In-N-Out Burger. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, that's
you
California.
Have. California, right. Right where I lived. There was one down the street. And I didn't love it because of the drive-thru so much, but just because they did have a drive-thru, but you could go in and out, too. They didn't have a restaurant. It was like just a takeout for a burger place, which is odd, right? You would just take it out.
Just burgers, that's it.
No, they had fries and stuff, but their burgers are phenomenal.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Huh.
California is littered... with, and I mean it literally, littered with drive-thrus, Taco Bell, you know, Carl's Jr., which they don't have out here, Jack in the Boxes, which they used to have out here.
Used to, no.
You know, the Burger King, the McDonald's, the Wendy's, the whole thing.
Yep.
But In-N-Out Burger, definitely. Oh. Two thumbs up for that, yes. I remember, I know, see how I get rolling, forget it. Rachel's like, oh, are we going to play music? No.
And he jumps from one subject to the other, and then we go back to
the... No, this is actually on the same subject.
Oh.
I remember I was a senior in high school, and the next morning, me and my best friend Dino, we were going to Bermuda for our class trip.
Nice.
Yes? So we were all excited, and so we're sitting there, and we're like, we're hungry. So I said, let's go. We'll go to the new drive-thru. It was new at the time. Burger King drive-thru up the street. So we were, all right, we're excited, so... So, and plus, you know, I wanted to get in trouble because the night before we were going to Bermuda. I was all geared up for trouble. So we pulled up and I go, watch this. He goes, what?
Oh, no.
So I backed in and I went through the drive-thru backwards.
Oh, no.
In reverse. Hey, they got a real kick out of it. And he pulled up on the passenger side and he paid and everything, you know. So I thought that was pretty good.
That's classic.
And that's another way, if you don't want to pay when you're driving, you just back in and you have the passenger pay.
So I love it.
Word to the wise for you kids out there, you know, kids. Some old school tricks.
Oh, that's classic. I like
it
that.
It is classic.
You know, only you, Polly, can pull that off.
That is true. Anyway, so... We do have a lot of stuff going on, 3:29 in the afternoon. Maybe I'm going to play one more song, and then we'll come back with your shout-outs, where, you know, we appreciate you kids for listening in. And I don't know, are you ready yet or no?
I'm always ready.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You're going to take us out?
I'm going to take us out. What do you got going on over
All right,
there?
Take us out.
All right. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM WMFO in Boston, Mass.
Giddy Up. We'll be right back.
Wanna tell you about the girl I love. My, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. Stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep on searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm ball all day. I got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I got a warm, stick drum all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. I'm in the bars with a man who play guitar. Sit a drinking and remember the time. My little lover does a midnight shift. She falls around all the time. I guess it's just one thing to left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. Gonna leave her with a guitar's play. I got a warm yeah.
Yes. Hey, hey, what can I do? That goes out to my ex-girlfriend, who stays drunk all the time.
All the time.
Yes, she does. Alrighty, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up. 3:33 in the afternoon. You know what that means? 3:33.
3:33
means I'm only half bad.
Oh. Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm.
You get that, Rach?
No.
It's not 666, the number of the beast.
Oh. Okay.
It's only 3:33, so I'm only half bad.
I see. Now
wow.
I get it.
All right.
I know.
Now you know. I do have humor of my own.
She's a youngster.
Well, it's not even that. It's just sometimes I'm out there. Anyways, kids. Okay, now it's 3:34 in the afternoon. I can continue. It is that time of the program where we like to give our listeners a shout out, if you will. Tears for Fears, you can take it away for us. And I will begin, but before we get some new likes and new listeners, Miss Laureen.
Yes, we do. You want me to start this off?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have a good friend of mine, Greg DeVinny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another DeVinny.
A DeVinny. You know DeVinny. What? He's been listening ever since I started on this show.
All right.
So, thank you, Greg.
I think, do I give him a shout out or?
Yeah, you do. But
oh, okay.
He's become a regular.
Already.
All right. My brother, George Petrillo, is listening.
All right, Georgie boy.
My cousin Tia Morrow, my niece Randy Petrillo.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, today, yesterday,
Tia
the other
Morrow?
Day. Tia Morrow,
huh.
Yes.
That's an interesting name.
Mm-hmm. And my friend Jen Buckley, my cousin Jackie Quill. Right? I think that's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm forgetting one.
A very important one.
I was going to give it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, we'd like to... welcome a new listener to the Giddy Up, who is a very long-time listener of Walking to the Time Tunnel, Mr. Kevin Melvin.
No, Herman.
Herman, what's wrong with me today? Kevin, Mr. Kevin Herman, welcome aboard. And if you want to hear anything, message your daughter and I'll try to get it on there for you. But as I said before, you've taught your daughter well with her musical attributes. She plays great music and has very... very good musical knowledge. All right, now we will try to start the shout-outs. We started off with Jennifer Kantorzynski-Liedem, very good friend of mine who's been here since day one that I've been on the air on
awesome.
The radio. Yes. Dawn Chase, who's busy at work. DJ Kala D and Eric Wilson. DJ Kala D used to be on the show with me doing the same thing Laureen is doing.
Sitting here.
And they're cousins, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. Because they never... I never even knew that. Small world.
Isn't
what,
it?
What a coinky dink.
Oh, boy. You're silly today.
I am. All right. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. My mom. Love ya. Chet Johnson, stepdad, listening at home, I think. Billy Roderick. David Struffolino. Doing the weather over at Channel 5. Traffic, sorry. I'm glad he's not doing the weather. He's doing the traffic.
Oh, jeez.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. He's been listening to us for quite a while as well. Andy Ferry. My sister Chrissy, who starts her new job today.
Good luck, Chrissy.
Jackson Malden. Jackson Malden. Great Italian food. Check it out, right?
Awesome. Good luck to you. Yep.
Right on Route 60. Great Italian food. Christine Atwell, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot of the Depot Fortune. Yes, no, not really.
No.
Old School Steve.
Old School Steve, what's
yes.
happening?
Good buddy of ours, good friend of the show, who has been on the show as well.
Oh.
Leah Hall, who's listening in, she texted me a little while ago. Welcome aboard, Leah. We love you. She has been with us since day one as
my
well.
Goodness.
And I have a little special song I'm going to play for Leah. You may not know it. I'm sure your father knows it.
Okay.
So I'll be playing. And Leah knows what I'm going to play for her. Well, out of one or two, but my buddy Eddie Riley, working for the city of Medford, doing hard work around Medford, reading the newspaper from front to back. Matt Fisher. My buddy Danny Montanetti, who used to do a show on this station called The Lounge.
I like that.
Yes. And I've been on his show many a time, as well as he has been on the Giddy Up many a time. Kenny Melanson, Calvin Westgate, Joe Breezy Hyde. We call him Breeze because he used to do the weather on this show. He used to call in with the weather every week. We get a lot of people.
You get some great nicknames, you know that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets a nickname.
I love it.
Wait, what? Make up for one for Rachel.
Yeah, eventually.
Okay.
We got to get to know you just a little bit more.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Lisa Neville Ambler, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Ambrosi Hebert, Bob Samantha, and Robert Wynn, who recently moved out of Medford, Everett. Mary Canavan of the Canavan clan. Marcin Kantorzynski. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Frankie, the mustache of Medford.
Frankie.
In Bergamo. He's very famous around here. He's been on every show, except yours, I think, on WMFO. He's a great guy. Actor. He was on here a few weeks ago. But we love Frankie. He has the most amazing mustache. Tom Selleck is jealous of his mustache.
Yeah, this is one of a kind. You can't even come close to this, no.
My good friend Denise Fioretti Mamelet. And I will be giving out free mamelets at the Walgreens on Saturday. Free mamelets for all the customers.
Oh, my God.
Actually, her and her husband went to the Foo Fighters this weekend at Fenway, which I'm jealous because I went last time they were at Fenway. Great show.
That was in front of Walgreens?
No.
What did you say?
They went to the Foo Fighters this past weekend at Fenway.
No, before that. You were giving out...
Oh, yeah. Free mamelets. That's her last name. I'm just making fun of her last name because it sounds like something else.
All right. I just threw you off. Have another tab.
It's all right. All right. Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely, Keith McKeon in C-Town in Charlestown, listening in. Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack, Cookie Monster, Christine Fantasia, she's fantasiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Justine Tanzo, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon. My little niece, Rhiannon. Mm-hmm. They named her after the song, Rhiannon.
Oh.
Yes. Maybe I'll play that for her today.
She deserves it.
Yes, I may. Christine Papalardo. And after I give out the mamelettes, I'll be giving out free Papalardos. I don't know what that means. Rachel's like, this guy's weird.
Get used to it, Rachel.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. My buddy Ricky, who is recovering from surgery today. So, buddy, our prayers and love and thoughts are with you.
Yes.
Recovering from surgery. And he's an avid listener of our program. Mark Gayhard. Heidi DeMeo. Chris, the funny man, Ridgeway, who used to do the show with myself for a long time. And... we miss him. We miss him very, very much.
Christopher.
Yes. Jen Cayley. Sylvia Gray, who will hopefully be on very soon as well. Boston Jackie, who's been on the show as well. Colleen Shea Murphy. Sweet Colleen Shea. Karen Falero Gennari. Greg Devaney, right?
Yes.
And my friend Scotty Devaney.
Ah.
Yes. Who's living in misery right now.
Because?
Oh, Missouri. I call it misery. Yes.
Rachel, just hang in there. It gets worse.
Trisha Walsh. What do you mean worse? Tim Rufo. John Abbas Buckley. Rochelle Marie. Paul Hooley. Pat McKeon. Bonnie Termosh. Pam and Suzanne at the Dockside. Mike Frazier, Mikey, oh, I forgot to text him a letter to remind him to listen in. Kimberly Campbell, the Okie from Muskogee, who's apparently my cousin.
Okay.
Yes. But I think people from from Oklahoma think everybody's their cousin.
Everybody's the cousin, yeah.
What? All right, come on. It was a joke.
It's Cousins Day.
That's right. It's Cousins Day.
It is Cousins Day. That's right. Good call. Brittany Howard, Michelle Scalise, and her clan, her family, who listened in, who listens in now. I think they can't get enough of the giddy up. Who can, though?
Nobody.
Because you never know what to expect. Michelle Bono. You know Michelle Bono.
I do.
Of Creative Life, mm-hmm. I believe, is her venture on the internet. Creative Life.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like she's selling herbal vitamins. But it's not anything like that. Craig Ouellette, my cousin. And Brad Ouellette. Joe Susie, Diana Batoon, and Kathy Turner. Yes, Kathy Turner listens to the Giddy Up.
What a list.
And that is your shout outs for the 24th day of July, 2018.
Woo. Wow, that was
quite a list.
That's quite the list, isn't it?
Today was great, yeah.
And thank you very much, Tears for Fears. Oh, man, they must get sick of singing Shout for me every week. But we appreciate it. Okay, kids, it's quarter of four. So I'll play a song or two, and I will be back with the four at four. And you guys, I don't think, will be surprised on who it is this week. But I will be back. And are you gonna try to take us out? Miss Loring?
I thought Rachel was going to do this.
Oh, I don't think she... I mean, she could if she wanted to. If you'd like to, all right, take us on out.
Okay, so you're listening to The Giddy Up with DJ Polly and Old School Loreen, and today, DJ Ray, me. So thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Radio.
Heavy glow, by the way I tried to say I'd be there. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee. Overload. Stick knife. Car chop. Con job. Bunker. Skin that flick, she's such a little DJ. Get that quick, my street's been on the freeway. Turn that to make a little leeway, beat that nick, but not the way that we play. Dog town, bloodbath, ribcage, soft tail. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there. You never stole one, cause that like the story, so it's over. Solver, mainline, cashback, hot top. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee. Oversold. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for. Kissing in the moon. Kissing in the moon. Kissing in the moon. to see the show tonight and know the light on. Heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there waiting for.
Yeah, a little Chili Peppers. And this next song goes out to our good friend, Miss Leah Hall. Little Aaliyah for you. And Mr. Kevin Herman, who's listening in, I'm sure he knows this song. One Hit Wonder, Donny Iris. By the way, Kevin, I'm drinking a tab as I'm playing this song. You'll know what I mean.
A special message from Family Guy.
I used to think flatulence was something to laugh about. Truth is, 300 million Americans a day expel gas through their anus. To learn more about flatulence, you can visit my ass.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Who put that on there? I'm supposed to play a PSA. I'm very sorry. I apologize for that. No, I don't.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table.
Tell me what to do.
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you
what's it like? Probably.
What's it like? Down the shaft. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org.
Well, I screwed that up.
Get
up.
Ready to go? Get moving.
Sorry about that.
A message from the American Academy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Ooh. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, I apologize for that. I really do, because that kept going and going and going. Did you hear it, Rachel?
I heard the first one.
Oh, the PSA from, yes, Peter Griffin. Yes, I am sorry about that. Anyways, but we do have to play the PSAs. You know, MFO is all about public service. And anyways, so after I was laughing too hard. I'm sorry for that.
Oh,
so
boy.
Anyways, kids, it's 3:54, 3:55. I think I could probably do the 4 at 4 now, yeah?
Sure, why not?
So the reason why the 4 at 4 is, if you don't know, this is the third week doing it. Hope you guys enjoy. I pick an artist and for that week, and first week we did Heart, and last week we did Led Zeppelin, and we play a rock block, if you will, of that artist. So, with no further ado, this week's artist, since they were at Fenway Park Saturday and Sunday night, we are going to go with the Foo Fighters for our 4 at 4 this week. So, I hope you enjoy. Sit back, relax, get your Dave Grohl on, and we'll be back after these 4. You guys are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Enjoy, kids.
I
it's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. Visiting is pretty, visiting is good. It seems that all they have.